apology, but you know, that's just me. So Paul, thank you so much for
thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Carrie is up next in Virginia. Hey, Carrie.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Good. I called in because a friend of mine called me and said that he had heard my book, A Tide of Dreams, mentioned on your show.
Yes.
So I thought I'd call in to see if you had any questions.
So if I remember this correctly, this involved World War II. Is that correct? And Alabama veterans.
Well, right. It's the untold backstory of Coach Bear Bryant, and my grandfather was Carney Lassley and Frank Mosley. And
your grandfather was Carney?
Yes, I
remember Coach Bryant and his old cronies always talking about him. That's so interesting. So tell us about your journey.
Well, it took 8 years of research. The Mosley family had diaries, and my mother is still alive, and she was there starting, her memory started about 5 years old. They were the first that had children. The three of them met at the University of Alabama as players, and they wanted to coach together. And so the book just takes them from the time, those early days at Alabama, and then World War II, he was on his way back. They were all going to be going to Arkansas with him. When the bombing at Pearl Harbor, and then they all joined the Naval Reserves, and they became part of a fast track, you know, contingent of coaches, a very select group of coaches for the Naval Pre-Flight Program, which was a brand new way of training troops to get them ready for World War II, using football as their centerpiece for getting these troops physically fit. And they became known as, they were called the 90-Day Wonders, this group of contingent coaches. And it's an untold story. There was very little written about that part of the war effort. And then the story just takes them through the war to Maryland, Kentucky. Carney, my grandfather, goes to West Point to coach with Colonel Blake for 5 years while Bryant is at Texas A&M. And then he joins them down there when they decide to make the move over to Alabama, which was their dream. So they get there in 58, and their goal was to, you know, have a national championship team. They succeeded with three of those in the decade of the 60s. And he passed away in 1970, my grandfather. So his story got lost as Alabama's, you know, was rising in the awareness, and Bryant was kind of making his mark in the 70s.
Well, Carrie, the name of the book is A Tide of Dreams, and this is Carrie Henry Keefe, who wrote it to tribute to her grand. And I can't tell you I'm so glad you told me that story, because when I got to Alabama, I heard the name Carney Lassley all the time, and I didn't quite understand the context of it. And this must have been some adventure for you going through all these records.
Well, it was. And, of course, a lot of it is, I also went through archives at the university, at the Bryant Museum.
Right.
And also at the University of North Carolina, they had all of the pre-flight naval program records. VMI is where this is a very little known fact, that a contingent of Alabama coaches, players, including Pooley Hubert, who was of the 1926 Rose Bowl fame, and Riley Smith, and, you know, a bunch of them ended up in Little Lexington, Virginia, coaching college football.
Carrie, we're about to, the computer's about to knock us off here, but thank you so much.
Okay.
Again, the name of the book, A Tide of Dreams, by Carrie Henry Keefe. I highly recommend people checking it out.
Yeah,